For level 1 care, through August of 2019, the cost was $2,588 a month. Residents who didn't have a monthly income sufficient to cover that amount had to pay all their income except for $200. Level 1 care shot up by about $1,000 under the Dunleavy administration's new rate policy. House Bill 96 has brought it down again, so it's now about $400 above the original rate. Residents also can now keep $300 of their own income. The increase is more significant in the higher levels of care. What was Level 3 care nearly doubled under the governor's plan from $6,800 to $13,300 and was recategorized as Level 4. Under House Bill 96, Level 4 is about $4,000 a month less, $9,300, but still over $2,500 more than it was in 2019. For Sitkan Lauren Wild, whose mother is in Level 4 at the Sitka Pioneer Home, this has been a huge shift in plans. Following the governor's rate hike last September, her family was planning to build an addition to accommodate her mother at home.
Even paying for in-home care around the clock, or as much as she would need it, you know, overnight care and some daytime care to help my dad, would have been cheaper. And having to purchase the equipment necessary to do the in-home care would have still been cheaper in the long run to keep her at home rather than pay the Dunleavy administration's original $13,300 a month rate.
Wild says having her mom at the Sitka Pioneer Home really is the best environment for her, so they're pleased to put their plans on hold for the time being. It's also nice to know that her family will be spared any more price shocks in the future. House Bill 96 puts the rates and an inflationary formula into statute.
So this prohibits this administration and future administration from raising rates based solely on their fiscal philosophies. And if rates want to be increased in the future, it puts that in the legislature's hands, where it's kind of more inherently bipartisan, and it allows opportunities for public testimony. You know, so if they want to raise rates again, it's a legislative process.
Wild credits the ability of the legislature to compromise on the matter and the governor's decision to sign the bill rather than veto it, which many considered a real possibility. Wild says it's an acknowledgement of the state's fiscal responsibility in playing a role in caring for our elders and giving them a humane and dignified way to live out their twilight years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.